Hi, my name is Catherine Stone, and this is our first audio recording for Physics 180B. This is actually the first time I've ever used the microphone on my computer, so bear with me, I'm figuring this out as we go along. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm from El Paso, Texas, where I was born and raised, and for those of you who aren't familiar, El Paso is basically as far west as you can go in the state. It's a border town, right on the border of Mexico and New Mexico. Pretty diverse city, small town feel, but relatively large population. Kind of one of those places that you can go into the corner store. People know your name, they've known your family for years. All in all, it's a really good place to be from. I enjoyed growing up there. My family's still there, but I am a Texan, and we take being Texan very seriously, although usually the first question I get is, where's your accent? Well, obviously I don't have one, but if you move farther east, you can find that. We say words like y'all, but the accent thing really isn't as big of a deal as people seem to think it is. I went to school at Texas A&M University in College Station, which is almost on the other side of the state comparatively to where I grew up. College Station is this little bitty town, smack between Austin and Houston. It's got a university enrollment of, I believe, around 45,000 now, so as you can imagine, this town basically revolves around the school. But I graduated in 2004 with a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and a minor in Art and Architectural History. And although I had a very diverse education, I loved my classes. I took things I enjoyed, I learned about things I liked, I had a lot of research experiences in both my concentration, I had an opportunity to study art in France. I really made the most of my college career. I did what you're supposed to do. But when I graduated, I found myself, like so many of my friends and so many recent college graduates, saying, uh-oh, now what? I mean, where do I go from here? So it's a little bit of a scary feeling, so I kind of gave myself a reality check, and I packed up my stuff and got a job working in a hospital, which was okay. I mean, I got paid. I can't complain about that, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. I wasn't working with people in the capacity that I wanted to, and as time went by and I kind of got to observe and see people in this field, it just became clearer and clearer that if I wanted to do something more, and I obviously did, that graduate school and more science classes was just going to be a necessity. So I knew what I needed to do, and I started formulating a plan with school and trying to figure things out, but my then-fiancé Chris was finishing up his last year at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. The Naval Academy is basically the Navy's equivalent of West Point. They made a movie about it a year ago. I think that's what most people's understanding of it is. Which is really a shame, because it is a pretty cool thing to go there, but that's another story entirely. Basically, what graduating from the Naval Academy meant is that, one, when you apply, you're applying to a school with one of the lowest acceptance rates in the nation. I mean, you even have to have a congressional nomination just to be considered. So you graduate with no debt. You graduate with a... It sounds almost too good to be true, but where the disadvantages are is that you aren't really in control of your life, that you aren't going to be the one deciding where you're going to live. You don't get to pick and choose things that most people our age do get to pick and choose. And although it's a little bit more difficult, I think, for people in our situation, it certainly is worth it. Chris and I have been married for almost a year and a half, and is cliche as it sounds, I feel very fortunate to be married to my best friend. I really am. And so for the next few years, we know that basically where we go is going to be up to the government. We knew that when we got married. It's just the way it is, and we're making the best of it. You adjust a lot quicker than you think that you would. So basically, to sum all this up, I've just told y'all my life story. I'm here at San Diego State as an Open University student, which is the university's fancy word for basically saying that I'm not seeking a degree. I'm just here taking some prereqs to fulfill my requirements to apply to physician's assistant school next year. So I have to say that, in all honesty, I'm kind of, before this semester started, I was kind of looking at physics like, well, this is just something I need to get through. It's a prereq. I'll be done with it. I'll never use it again. It's really not something that I see has any relevancy. It's just kind of something they want us to take to see our problem-solving skills, to get us to use our brains a little bit, reason out problems. But while I do think that's important, and I'm sure that that is a big part of it, the biggest thing that I've taken away from it thus so far from the class is that we're learning things that have real-world application. It's something that never really dawned on me before, but if you really look at it, most of us probably want to go into the medical field in some facet, some capacity. at least a good majority of us anyway, how can we legitimately justify entering this profession and not knowing how an MRI works, not knowing the physics involved in that? You get the results, you know how to interpret the results, but you can't explain how you got the results. It just struck me as a little bit odd. It was something I had never really thought of before this class. So in that sense, I think my idea of why we're here has changed a little bit and changed for the better.